And so to Hollywood, where else at this time of a Friday? And another Lord of the Rings feature film is on the way, this time in the style of Japanese anime. Warner Brothers says it will produce The Lord of the Rings, The War of the Rohirrim, directed by filmmaker Kenji Kamiyama. The film will tell the story of a legendary battle that shaped Middle-earth in the years leading up to the events in J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. The editor-in-chief of Hollywood International Film Magazine, Sandro Monetti, knows about this. He joins us now from Los Angeles. Sandro, yet another Lord of the Rings feature. Is there no end to it?
Prepare for another epic journey. But this time, it's animated. It's different. It's a one-off. When I first heard about this project, I thought, well, you know, this is surely the Amazon series, which is costing so many billions of dollars and filming in New Zealand. No. This is something separate. This is a Hollywood-focused production and, anime style. It's actually set 250 years before the events of Lord of the Rings. They're trying to fast-track it as much as they ever can with an animated production, and they're casting at the moment for voice actors. I am available, Giles.
Of course you must be, although what part we might give you we don't know at this stage. What can you tell us about Kenji Kamiyama and what style of film will it be? Clearly he's a completely different type of director, and it's a completely different form of film.
Yes, well, if you love the Peter Jackson, Fran Walsh versions, and who doesn't, this is going to have a very different look. So if you're into anime, you love productions like Ghost in the Shell, Standalone Complex, and Knights of the Zodiac, Ultraman, Appleseed, you know, so it's very much an established genre on the rise, and Warner Brothers and New Line have decided that this is the way they're going to go to tell a story from Middle Earth in a very modern and different way.
No suggestion that Peter Jackson or Fran Walsh would be involved in the project?
Well, don't necessarily rule it out. I mean, it's quite complicated in terms of their contractual and their financial responsibility and also rights to the project. But Philippa Boyens, who was their co-writer on the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings films, is involved with this as a consultant. So maybe let's take a wait and see on that one.
Do we have a timetable for when they hope to have this on screen?
They're being a bit reluctant to say. Normally, these projects can take 3 or 4 years from inception to delivery. But then again, we know the Amazon TV series was first announced in 2017, and we still haven't seen any of that. So don't hold your breath, but it is coming.
All right, thank you very much. Sandro Monetti, the editor-in-chief of the Hollywood International Film Magazine.